great Irish music there from Orla, like Gartland. And also people were texting in about our live music slot a few moments ago asking who it was. It was Brad Heidi, and you can follow him on social media for all of his upcoming dates. He was great. And it was, it's like, you know, I always love having it in studio. It just gives a different experience to me. I feel very privileged to have been doing that the last 2 weeks. Now, you know, there's all this talk about how summer is ticking away, summer is coming to an end. I'm always about a silver lining. And the good news is, even though temperatures might be starting to drop, so too are rates and prices for a holiday, whether it's at home or away. So if you're thinking, or maybe even dreaming, of heading away over the next couple of weeks and months, Tom Brannock, travel writer with the Irish Examiner, is here to give us tips, deals and hacks for our next great getaway. And I am here for it. Tom, how are you doing?
I'm great, Anna. Greetings from muggy Cork. It's like the tropics down here.
It was it.
Apart from the endless cloud. But it's very, very close, I suppose you call
it. It's very close, Joe. I haven't heard that being said now in a long time. My mum would say that's just a very close day.
It is, but that won't stop us from travelling. And I think like September coming into the end of August is such a nice time to travel. One of the most pleasant times of the year. Why? I guess you typically have, you've great weather, so we're holding out, or well, you might have good weather. We're holding out for an Indian summer in Ireland. Fewer crowds, and typically you've got much lower rates, as anybody who knows trying to book, any family known trying to book a holiday during the summer. Mm-hmm. So we're going to look at a few options for a great value break. And first up, I think we're off to Belfast.
Yeah, actually, before we get to that, I have a question for you. Because yes. I've seen this term, shoulder season, being thrown around the place. And I said, you know what, I'm going to wait and ask Tom about that. What actually is shoulder season?
So I think shoulder season applies to that kind of the sweet spot away from the peak travel months.
Okay.
So I would say May into early June, when the primary schools aren't off yet. Mm-hmm. And now kicking off even into the last week of August would be shoulder season. Oh. And you'll often find, you know, some families might be tempted to take their kids away maybe in that last
we won't say anything, but there's no judgment here.
No judgment. Yeah, I've actually written about that. It's kind of a whole interesting field, but
they're so looking for the deals.
Yeah,
fair enough.
There could be huge changes in prices, as we all know, though, in the difference of a week or two. But mm-hmm. obviously going into September, you'll find the rates, even Irish hotel rates, really start to drop off.
Yeah. And you mentioned Belfast earlier on there. There's a fresh new opening up there. Tell us about it.
Exactly. This is Voco, one of the new, adding to kind of Belfast's already pretty eclectic hotel offerings. I think Belfast is such a great city break. So many people, it always surprises me, people who have not been to Belfast yet, because I think it just offers so much.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah. So Belfast is in the, this new Voco hotel. It's in the new, it's in the Gasworks district, which is a great spot kind of set between, you've St. George's Market, the Ulster Museum and the Botanical Gardens. Also a good kind of family location. Yeah. And then this year you have Belfast 24 going on. So lots going on around the city. But what's great about a new hotel opening means good rates to kind of attract the initial market. So they have room rates from only €125 at the weekend, which I think is a really good rate for a city hotel.
Absolutely.
Or €185 for a family room. So that's definitely a one that I would recommend for people heading into an autumn getaway. Now those rates are not including breakfast. And I say to people, if you are booking a hotel in the city, always weigh up the breakfast rate with the room only rate, because breakfast rates have gotten so expensive now. Sometimes you could be paying €25 per head.
But and also you'll find a little place sometimes nearby, you know, one of those places that you just stumble upon and it'll end up being gorgeous and you'll probably pay half the price for it.
100%. And Belfast is there's a really good brunch city, like Maggie Mae's is near this particular hotel. And
oh,
if you're someone like me who only has like likes oats for breakfast, you know,
there's nothing wrong with a good bowl of oats, so Tommy, keep you full for the morning.
Exactly, yeah. So that's a great one to remember. Voco in Belfast.
And actually, speaking of breakfast, you've discovered one of the best breakfasts in Ireland. Now that's a big claim,
but I think it's deserved. So Perryville House in Kinsale. Yes. Have you heard of the spot, Anna?
I did. It's meant to be gorgeous.
Yes. Now, and it's a little bit, it's kind of exclusive and elusive because it's one of the newer properties of Ireland's Blue Book, but also it's residents only, and it's only open from I think March to October, so you kind of have to get in while you can. Mm-hmm. But they do have plenty of availability left in September. And but what's outstanding about this place, okay, you have your beautiful kind of period Victoria rooms, which it's a really fantastic refurbishment, but the breakfast in this place is really, really outstanding. And we do a good breakfast in Ireland, but what sets this place apart is just a really imaginative local menu. So they've got really nice dishes like cardamom cinnamon scented porridge with boozy prunes, or what was another one?
Pomegranate molasses.
Roast plums of pomegranate
molasses.
It's like a
feast for the senses.
Yeah, I had an amazing market fish of the day with nasturtium butter, and just garnished with violas, and done really, really nice.
Stop now, you're making me hungry. Although I will say breakfast is my favourite meal.
You'll
of the
be
day.
Having a second breakfast.
Inviting people over for breakfast as well, because you can have an array of loads of stuff, and then people can help themselves.
That's a real treat. Yeah, exactly. It's a little bit more on the pricier side, but you'll make it up at breakfast time.
100%, and you have to treat yourself. Actually, thinking of treating yourself, if you want to get away, say in the sun, like abroad, because let's face it, we don't have too many here. What are the suggestions? Actually, I saw as well, our TikTok now apparently is influencing our decisions as well.
Yeah,
another
it's
thing
mad.
It's influencing.
Isn't it how we're so governed by social media? So British Airways did a survey on this recently, and 20% of its travellers are now looking at destinations based on TikTok. So, and then they're also seeing that lots of the sunspots are still really increasing, like Turkey and Lanzarote. So from an Irish perspective, there's really good value if you look at, package holidays. I mean, there's a reason why so many people do them. It's because there is great value. And I was looking at the likes of Click and Go, which they're a good one to look at because they have options from all the Irish airports. So from Dublin, you get a 4-star week in Agadir in September from €412. That's really good value. From Cork, a 5-star week on the Algarve from €738 per person. And then even Shannon, you can get a self-catering week in Corfu from €376.
Oh, that's
so that's
very good value.
Per person, you got your 7 nights accommodation and a flight. So
Anna comes off air and goes straight onto Google to be looking
Adios.
Up a holiday in the sun. Now, I suppose they are safe self-catering rates as well, but there's lots of trends, I suppose, around holidays which always fascinate me. There's this new one, what is it? Grocery abroad shopping trend. I mean, people will make up any sort of a trend now.
Exactly. And if it's on TikTok, it's in the news.
Yeah.
So this is how, and this is actually a funny one for me, because this, one of the things I really love doing, when I love self-catering and I love discovering a supermarket in a new country. But apparently this is really taking off in TikTok, and how supermarkets can give you that kind of cultural insight into a shop, or even shops across the whole spectrum. I mean, I love going into CVS pharmacies, as they call them in the States.
Me too. I actually could get lost for an hour in there. I think my husband, we're coming for the sunshine, and you're stuck inside in a pharmacy going, look, they have this here and they have this
here. They're Doritos, they've like teeth bleaching kits, they've got melatonin, they've got the works. Yeah.
Now,
so
I better stick to the script here, because I'm talking about trends in TikTok when we should be talking about our actual holidays. You, I suppose, going further afield even to the States in the next few months, you're suggesting a little bit of a city break with a difference.
Yes, and I know we have a love affair with New York and Boston, due to our historical ties, and they're fantastic cities to go to. But if you're looking to save a little bit more money, Miami is an outstanding city break. And we maybe think of Florida more as the theme parks, but you might even get like hotel rates which are half the price of Boston or New York. And it has excellent, you've obviously got Miami Beach, so you've got all year round sun, but also great art scene, incredible food, obviously massive Cuban and Hispanic culture there. So it really makes it really vibrant. Check out the rates for Miami, and you'll be surprised. You may pay a little bit more for your airfare, but you'll make it up on the ground. And one thing I've noticed too, very quickly, is that rental car prices have really dropped in the States again. So if you're thinking of doing kind of a fly drive holiday, so maybe taking in Miami and the Everglades, I just booked a rental trip to the States, and it was, I think, a third of what I paid 2 years ago.
Well, Tom, as always, you are a wealth of information. I have really enjoyed chatting with you. Thank you so
you
much
too.
For
Thanks,
coming
Anna.
On and giving people all of those tips. That's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for listening and for texting in. You can stay tuned for Drive Time with Cormac. Ray's back tomorrow. I have loved your company the past couple of weeks. And thank you so much to the team and everyone on Sound who's made this such a brilliant experience. And I'll chat to you again soon.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.